5:29.
Since we have our quorum.
We have our quorum, and it is pretty much 5:30. So we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order and welcome everybody who's here this evening. It's good to be at Chilhowee, and, you know, like I said earlier, it's fitting that we're here this month. It's Apple Festival, and, you know, it's an exciting time to be in Chilhowee. So welcome to everybody. I think we all know each other here. No introductions are necessary tonight, but we'll go ahead and, if you'll look at your agenda right here, is there anything that, if there's anything you'd like to change, bring that forth now. Otherwise, do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Tom has made a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Kristen's second. All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
All right. Next on the agenda is public or guest remarks. Do we have any public or guests here? We see employees, I think, have opportunity to speak, or do you want to do that now?
Well, I would just say, since we're in Chilhowee, why don't we invite Heather to talk about Chilhowee?
Okay, Heather, this is your opportunity.
Okay. Well, I hope you all got a chance to look at the exhibition that's installed on the gym walls. It's the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, so we have that exhibition this month. And I also sent an email with a little, I can't think of the word, it's like a training session for students and teachers to the school system. And I think that some of the people took advantage of that, so I was happy about that. And we also are collaborating with the Apple Festival to give away an iPad this month. Anyone who checks out materials at our library, or if they become a member of our Friends group, they get a chance to enter a drawing for the iPad, and we're going to draw that on the first day of the Apple Festival. And we started our story times back this week. They're all outside, so I'm not sure how long that will last with the weather and everything, but we're just plugging along.
I've driven by a few times and seen the crowds, so that's nice.
We had about 20 people this week, so I was pleased. I didn't know who would show up with COVID and everything, so, but it was a nice group of people.
Are you still partnering with the, is it Loaves and Fishes, or?
No, that was just this summer.
For the summer, okay.
But the park is going to come back, I think, and do a couple story times with us, so.
Well, that's good. Is there anything else you have to report on from Chilhowee, or?
I can't think of anything.
Well, it looks like things are going great here. We appreciate all your work, and the friends of the Chilhowee Library have always been so supportive, too. We appreciate them, and Mr. Pease, and Pease, and his work here, too, so thank you all. Anybody else that would like to speak during public or guest remarks? Okay. With that, we will go ahead and move forward to the approval of the minutes of the July meeting. These should have been sent to you in an email, and you've had a chance to review those already. If not, take a minute to look through those now. And are there any, there are no changes or suggestions?
I move they be approved as sent.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
It's unanimous vote. Okay. With that, we will move right along to the, we have 2 months' worth of disbursements to review since we had our retreat last month. So you'll notice that you have a July report and an August report. So if you could take a moment to review the disbursements and come forward with any questions you have about those disbursements. I mean, and obviously, the biggest thing I noted when I was reviewing this at home in my email was the yearly fee for the Cersei Dynex there on July 30th, which is a once-a-year fee of $20,950. And that will complete our contract with them through the 2022.
Right.
And then we can evaluate that at that point, right?
Yes, so this is the last year of our contract with Cersei Dynex. So in the course of this year, we'll be looking at options and make a recommendation you know, by the end of the fiscal year about, are we going to continue with Circe? Are we going to look at other options? Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to just say about disbursements is you will see this is now Sheila's work. You know, previously it had been Lawhorn preparing, mm-hmm. and they gave you a date, a vendor, and an amount, but they mm-hmm. didn't give you the notes.
Right.
And so Sheila is now drawing this from our QuickBooks software. And so July, we were still learning the system, so we were figuring things out. So August, we're getting better about putting, like when we pay the credit cards, like the last item for August mm-hmm. is Wells Fargo. And so there's a long list of everything that was on that Wells Fargo bill. Mm-hmm. So I think you guys get more information with the notes. But if you don't like the notes, tell us, and we don't have to include them.
I like the notes. I think that's helpful.
Yeah, I would assume that you would prefer to have the notes.
Right, and answer some of the questions we would otherwise have that
right.
we don't need to go into then if we've got the answer right here. There are a few things, I think, that are covered by that E-rate. Right, if I'm not mistaken.
So there's... You will see towards the end of August, on the 25th, there's a charge of $3,362.
Mm-hmm.
That's our annual payment for E-rate central support for the year. Mm-hmm. And so that the Library of Virginia has that contract, mm-hmm. and everybody who participates pays a piece of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's our piece of the contract.
Okay.
So that's annual. We'll just see that once.
Okay. Do you have any other questions about the disbursements for July or August? I think that if we don't have any questions about it, we can approve these together as one lump, July and August. Do I have a motion to approve the disbursements for July and August?
I'll make a motion to
okay.
approve
Thank
the
you, Nellie. Millie has made a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Kristen's second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's move on now to a review of the financial report, which is just right behind that. A statement of financial income and expense July through August of 2021. So if you all take a moment to look at that and see if there's anything that kind of jumps out at you with questions.
So I should say about July, there were two things that came in July that were unusual. The $11,000 from the town of Saltville, that was actually their part of their last year's support, but they didn't get it to us. They had someone who was out sick. And so when we asked about, hey, where's our money? They got a check to us, but it came after the end of the fiscal year, so we had to show it for July. And then the same with the $40,000, that's the money from the county for the elevator. Sean had intended it to come to us in June, but his team, for whatever reason, didn't get it done, and so he showed up in the library in the first week of July with a check for $40,000. Now, we spent 23 of that last fiscal year
right.
for the deposit for the elevator.
Yeah.
And the other 17 will go to what we have to pay this year for the rest of the elevator.
All right. So this is just a review.
Right.
We don't need to approve this or anything like that. But I'm going to give you another minute. Do you have any questions about that? Sheila, do you guys have anything else you
want to
add?
Well, I would just say, you know, clearly we took in more than we spent. So from your perspective,
right?
Over the first 2 months, we have taken in more than we have spent, which is the good
That's
news.
That's a great thing to see.
That's the good news. But we will, you know, looking forward, Sheila is still working with learning the reports in QuickBooks. And so we think there will be a report that we will be able to give you kind of everything in one report. So as we're learning QuickBooks, I think we'll get better and have a report for you, we hope, for next month where you'll be able to see like all the accounts on the chart of accounts. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see how much we've spent in each line item
right.
from the budget.
I like that idea, but I do also like having kind of an overall picture so we kind of have the two to go together. We see, oh, this is the overall, and then if we have questions, then we can look at the detail. But this is really nice, and it's so nice to have somebody in-house who's taking care of our finances. We really appreciate all the work that has gone into putting this together and helping us to get a better picture of our finances. And it really, truly is appreciated. And we know that has taken a lot of help across the board with the whole management team. And we really do appreciate that. Every branch, everybody has had a part to play in that. So thank you all.
We're getting there, slowly but surely.
It's appreciated. It is.
So we didn't have a choice given the way the contract with Lawhorn was, because they were doing both payroll and accounting. But having to take on two new systems at the same time has been really challenging.
Right.
To the new payroll system with Payton and then getting up to speed on QuickBooks. But Sheila has been very persistent, and we've gotten help when we needed help, and it's working. But it has been a big project to implement two brand new systems at the same time. But we just didn't have a choice given the way it was. We were going to have to do that.
Yeah.
In an ideal world, I would not do two at the same time. But
no, but it really has been extremely helpful. And we feel blessed to be able to have the people who can do that.
Yeah, and we've gotten CPAs to give Sheila advice, to double check as we're setting up the accounts in QuickBooks to make sure that we're doing it properly. Mm-hmm. Software is only as good as what you put into it, the old garbage in, garbage out statement. So as Sheila has set it up, she has gone and gotten expert advice to look over the work and make sure that we're doing everything properly. So we have two solid months now that the CPA has looked over and said she didn't see any issues.
Great.
So we're
on track.
Yes, we feel good about it, but
great.
It has been a big learning process.
That's wonderful.
And our bank statement's balanced.
Yes, she's reconciled our bank statements both months.
That's good.
In QuickBooks.
So. That's wonderful. Do y'all have any other questions? Otherwise, we'll move on then to our director's report, which is right behind the financial statement.
All right. Well, I won't go into a lot of it because I know y'all have read it. I did want to point out a couple things. In your packets, you have the new library cards with the new logo.
Right.
So these are the new library
cards. So these are our personal library cards? Have they been activated yet?
No.
So we need to take these and bring them in and have them activated and hooked into our account, right? Is that what we do?
If you would like, yes.
Yeah.
So
because I like that.
The two, the features about them that we like are obviously they've got our new logo on them, but a lot of people have asked about those keychain tags, mm-hmm. and our previous cards, we didn't have that capability. So now people can have a wallet card and a keychain card.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yes, so. And they've been pretty popular.
Yeah.
People have liked them. Everybody has issued some, so I wanted to point that out.
Right.
We are also busily getting ready for the audit. That's the other big thing we're working on right now. The auditors come on September the 27th, so this is our annual audit. They came, you may remember, they came in May to do the pre-work and just see how things stood. But they're coming to do the final audit work on September the 27th. So they will be with us at least the whole day of the 27th, we anticipate. And so obviously Sheila and Helen will be working with them because Helen had part of the year and Sheila had end of the year. So between the two of them, but they've been gathering together all the materials for that. So we're just about there. We went through the long laundry list today, so we're just about there. So that's coming at the same time, starting on September 27th, is the E-rate installation. This is the upgrade So we have, there are two kinds of E-rate. There's the E-rate that pays for our monthly internet service, and then there's another category of E-rate where you can get equipment and upgrades to the public part of our computer networks. And so we've been working, like ever since I got here, I think we've been working on this project. We had to advertise it, and the E-rate people helped us do this. So we had to put out the request for proposals, we got the bids, we evaluated the bids, they awarded the contract. Then it took months to get it funded by the FCC, but that happened. So the work is actually going to happen starting September 27th. There'll be 2 days in Marion, 1 day in Chilhowee, and 1 day in Saltville. Mm-hmm. And they'll be upgrading the support infrastructure for the internet so that the Wi-Fi, when people use our Wi-Fi, they'll get the full strength of the bandwidth that we're paying for. So we're paying for, remind me, Helen,
a gigabyte.
Right. But the speed that's being delivered on our current equipment is less than that. So people will get better internet service from us when these upgrades are installed. And so they're doing cabling, and there's firewalls that are being installed, and new wireless access points and switches.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's,
you don't know what that is, but yes.
There's a lot of that. So that starts also on September 27th.
Wow,
so
you guys are going to be busy.
It's going to be a busy week. Yes, absolutely. You saw the playaways on the shelf in the branch here. They've been very popular around the system. I know Tracy has one on the shelf right now.
It's already gone out once and come back.
Yeah, so people are liking those, particularly for the kids. A couple folks, I think, from Chilhowee, maybe Saltville, I don't remember, posted on Facebook the kids playing with the playaways. It was really cute.
That's awesome.
There was one that had three kids sitting on a couch, and one of them's holding the playaway, and they're singing along with the song, and there's a baby, and he's clapping. It was the cutest thing.
Yeah.
So I'm happy we have those, and people are enjoying them. All of our kits are out and about now. So we have the knitting and crochet kits and the paper craft kits. So those have been cataloged and packaged up, and they're out in the branches. I see some of them have been checked out. Chris, you had some check out?
We had a work kit and a paper craft check out.
Mm. Yeah, so we'll get feedback from people about if they like them. If they like them, we can continue. If they don't, then it was a pilot that told us something about our audience. Yeah. But I think they're going to be pretty popular once people get to working on them. And one of Heather's team found information about something called memory kits that a lot of public libraries around the country have created, and they're for older folks, very often for folks with Alzheimer's or dementia, and that you create a kit themed about the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and you put objects or books related to it, and it's to help them go back to the memories that they have. And so it's like families can use them to engage with family members who have Alzheimer's or dementia. And so other places do them around themes like pets. And so, you know, and encourage them to reminisce about pets or travel and trips they've taken in their lives. Mm-hmm. So I think those might be good candidates. If and when we get ready to expand again, we can think about those. So, but we'll see how the kits go. I wanted to give you an update on the elevator. last meeting, I told you that we had, the first part had been delivered to ThyssenKrupp. The second piece of the jack left the manufacturer on August the 20th. As of yesterday, it has not arrived in Roanoke yet. It was consigned to ABF Freight. ThyssenKrupp says this has happened with other shipments that have gone astray, and ABF doesn't know exactly where it is at the moment. He says they haven't lost anything in the sense that it doesn't arrive, It just hasn't arrived yet.
Right.
So we will continue to
wait for the elevator.
Wait for the second piece of the jack. And they said that once that arrives, we're at the top of the list and they will schedule us and come and fix that elevator. So it's not great news, but the guy was so embarrassed as we were talking about it. He said, I just don't know what to tell you. He said, I call them every day, mm-hmm. and every day they say, it's en route.
Yeah.
He said, en route from where to where? So that's a little frustrating, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to just call your attention to, every month we send you these cataloging reports. So I just wanted to, draw to your attention the fact that, in July we added 1,000 new books across the system. In August that was 900 new books. But this breakdown kind of lets you see in the various categories how the various branches manage, their collection to meet their audience. Mm-hmm. And so, they all know their patrons very well, and they know what's going to work when you have limited space like you have in Chilhowee and Saltville. As Chris often says to me, every book has to justify its space on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And if it's not going to get checked out, it doesn't get real estate. So we're preparing similar reports for the collection development plan, where we'll be looking at what circulates, what do patrons request, what do we get for them from interlibrary loan, so then this guides our buying decisions so that we know here what the patrons really like. These things we bought in the past weren't so popular, so we're not going to buy them again in the future. So, but I just wanted to draw your attention to that. And then the month ahead, we have several things coming up. We're in Marion, we're going to participate in the, currently we're planning to participate in the October 9th chili cook-off in Marion. We'll see as we get closer whether we still think that's a good idea. The Kiwanis Club in Marion has invited us to make a presentation. And I haven't told y'all yet, but this week they asked us to postpone it a week till the first week of October instead of the last week of September. And so, obviously the Kiwanis focus is on children, and we would like to encourage them to support our children's programs, whether they want to support summer reading or they want to fund some more playaways or whatever might appeal to them. But that's why we're doing the presentation for them, to tell them what we're already doing, but also perhaps encourage them to provide some support.
Good idea.
Yeah. And then we have next month we're scheduled to be in Saltville. And then we have, at the end of October, both two conferences in Richmond for library directors, and then the Virginia Library Association. So
big things coming up in the next 2 months.
Lots coming up, yes.
All good things.
Any questions about anything in the report?
No, I read through that and thought, wow, it's all looking good. I mean, I liked some of the things that are available, the resources to find at Virginia, the homework help that is available from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week. I mean, that's a resource that some of our local school children would benefit from, and maybe get the word out a little more about, hey, this is available. And because, a couple of my kids are taking classes, and I'm like, huh? Calculus? No. It's been a while. So it would be nice to have that available.
And in fact, Heather and I went to the Chilhowee County Council meeting last Thursday, and I mentioned it to them. Mm-hmm. And Julie Sturgill, who's town council member, was very interested.
Yeah.
And so I sent her an email with all of the information about it. So she said she intended to spread it around the teaching community.
That's a wonderful resource.
And I sent information about the Axel 5 Business Library to mm-hmm. Sarah Gillespie at mm-hmm. the Chamber, because I think that would be really interesting for their members.
Yeah, that really is neat. Lots of things available.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions about the director's report? If not, we can move into that COVID status, and if you think of something, you can bring it up, and we'll talk about the COVID status next.
Oh, okay. Well, we started making people wear masks again in the libraries on August 18th because the case numbers are going up.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing story times, but we're doing them outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to the schools. We'll go as long as we can. I had hoped by September we would be doing, you know, just general programming in the library, but the case numbers are so high, it seems a little irresponsible to do that. So we have not done that. We have a hard decision we have to make by Monday. We had scheduled an outdoor event, one of our summer reading program events that we postponed till October. And we're thinking we probably should cancel it. It's the dinosaur, which is generally a big draw,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know that it's a great idea to do it or even whether people will come out. And it's one of the more expensive programs that we pay for. And so we're reluctant to do it and only get 20 people. So we're talking about it now, but we really do have to make a decision by Monday about whether we're going to do that or not do that. I will say the numbers last week and this week are not inspiring confidence.
We had 40-some new cases today 46. And 70 yesterday. That was on a website.
I think it was 46 yesterday. And 21 the day before. So mm-hmm. not good.
Mm-hmm.
And with, between Saltville's Labor Day event and Rhythm and Roots last weekend in Bristol and race weekend mm-hmm. this weekend in Bristol, I'm just mm-hmm. thinking it's not going to get better right away.
Well, and that's, obviously whatever you think is best, we're here to support it. Right, Tom? That's
exactly.
Tom's favorite line. Yep, so you...
Well, but I would appreciate feedback. If y'all are seeing or hearing things that I'm not seeing and hearing, by all means, tell me.
I'm comfortable with whatever you're deciding. You're on top of it. I'm very comfortable with it.
And I think you just kind of look around at what other systems are doing. Look at regionally. And I know that the school superintendent has said he will not close school. He will not. So, we adapt and we do what we need to do. And you make the best decision. But we're here to support you however we can.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I would like to keep the library open as long as we can, and hopefully we'll be able to stay open. I will say, it seems to me like it's a little quieter this week than it has been in previous weeks. I think people are pulling back a little,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. We have. Yeah, most people are wearing masks, and people forget, and if you say to them, could I ask you to please put on a mask for me, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple who have not. Mm-hmm. We had a lady, Tracy and I had a lady last week where she walked in without a mask, and I said, Tracy said, could I ask you to please put on a mask? She said, I'm not going to be
able
to put on a mask.
I can probably guess who that was.
Turned around and walked out.
She was
not happy. And we had another gentleman who saw it, walked in, was told he had to wear a mask and turn around and walk out.
Okay.
But those are, everybody else has been very pleasant. When I've asked them to put on their mask, they said,
right,
sure.
We're in different times, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And then the next is the grants update.
Okay, so we have... the ARPA grant, which is the one from the Library of Virginia. So we know that we have $21,792. I've proposed the website redesign and the internet routers into partner organizations in the county. That has been approved. Both the amount and the project have been approved. We are now waiting for the General Assembly. Evidently, because of ARPA, the Virginia General Assembly passed legislation requiring a special budgetary process for the ARPA funds. And so the Library of Virginia is going through that process mm-hmm. right now. And again, the week of the 27th, we will have jumped, they will have jumped through all the hoops. Mm-hmm. I will sign an MOA with them, and then I can start spending the money. Okay. So we know who we want to do the website redesign. We know who we're going to work with on the internet router. So it's just a matter, I can't sign any contracts until I do the MOA with the Library of Virginia. So the ARPA grant is well on its way. The Emergency Connectivity Fund grant, we submitted the application on time. We've had two communications back from them, you know, clarifying details. Now we're just waiting for the FCC to say, yes, you have the money. Nationally, there was $7.7 billion in that pot of money. Nationally, all the applications submitted amounted to about $5.5 billion. And so they've got more money, so they're going to open another window. Frankly, we're going to be hard-pressed to do all this stuff that we've already applied for, so I don't intend to ask for money in the second round because it's going to be a lot to get on board and start loaning out all the stuff that we've already asked for. And they're all one-year grants, and so you have a firm deadline by when you have to spend the money. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just pleased that we're going after grants and getting some. That's a wonderful thing to be doing.
Well, we haven't been approved for this one yet. Yeah, I can't imagine that we're not going to be.
But the fact that going after grants and we have money coming in and resources is just wonderful. So that's great.
We also did apply for the NASA at My Library grant.
Yeah.
We did not get that one. But, you know, and Heather can give you further details. She's talked to the folks at ALA about why our grant application wasn't successful. We knew going in that that grant was targeted at diversity and about, you know, they were particularly looking for communities that haven't had a lot of participation in the sciences and exposing a broader range of people to NASA and to science. And I guess as they were evaluating the applications, it did include criteria like, you know, broadband availability, household income, poverty levels. So we applied on the theory that even though we might not have the demographic and racial diversity, we would represent the economic and rural demographic and get in there, but evidently not. So what else did they tell you, Heather?
Well, they made some positive comments. They said that we had amazing community support. They really did comment about that. But we didn't meet the threshold for the racial diversity. Mm-hmm. Smith County wasn't even at the national average. So, and they have to have ways to eliminate people when they're eliminated.
So,
but that's a good experience. So every experience you have writing any kind of grant, just, you know, it's never a waste.
They offered another grant that they suggested we apply for a different one, but the deadline was in a week or so.
Oh, wow.
And Rose didn't think it was a good fit.
For where we are right now. It was a small grant. It was $3,000 to kind of do community consultations. Mm-hmm. Well, we skipped over the strategic plan, but...
We're going back.
Yeah, related to the strategic plan, we have stuff coming there. So for right now, that didn't work for us right now, but...
But I think you're right. I think it gets our foot in the door, and then next time...
You get connections.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, Heather has volunteered to take some training on grants, writing grants, and searching for grants, and so one of those credit card charges that
I saw that.
Was
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, Heather is taking, it's a suite of five courses with TechSoup, and so Heather asked to take that training, so she's embarked on that, and they're all kind of online courses, and they build on each other, so she'll be working her way through those over the next year. Kind of, so we get some more in-house expertise on grants.
Money well invested, because that money could be returned.
Oh yeah, that was very inexpensive. It's $250 for five courses. So
that's
a good investment.
It is a good investment. So with that, we will head back up to the strategic plan next steps. And I've spent some time looking at this nice spreadsheet that you all put together. And it's very detailed, and it's laid out in such a way that you can see exactly what you need to do and exactly where you are, and you can you know, kind of make some goals based on that, and I guess that's what you wanted it to be.
Right. Some of these are easier than others, right? And I think when we were at the retreat, one of the things that, you know, Nan had said was, well, getting all your levels up to essential is doable in the first year. You know, that's a good goal for the first year. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you we're not getting all this done in 1 year, okay?
Right.
It's just gonna... So that led me to make the second sheet, which mm-hmm. is the plan priorities by fiscal year. As I was compiling this spreadsheet, mm-hmm. I said, there is zero chance we're getting all this done in 1 year. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, are there any other copies of the spreadsheet?
Oh, it should have been in your package. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you have
Oh, you don't have one?
Okay.
Whoops. Do we have more?
Yes.
We have more.
Okay, just got it.
Here we go. You got it.
Thank you. Sorry about that. So basically, I laid it out as the topic and then where we had steps that were needed to get to the essential level, I put the steps there. And then, you know, I counted, you know, for all of the levels, which standards have we met. And then when I started trying to assign responsibilities and dates, mm-hmm. was when I thought there is no possible way. So then I developed the second sheet where I tried to plan it out over the next 5 years of what we would get done when. This is very much a draft. And so I, you know, would be delighted to have feedback or comments or questions.
I think that looks like a good 5-year plan. It sets some very measurable goals. There's nothing abstract about it.
So related to this, the other thing that Nan mentioned during the retreat was training from the Harwood Institute. Mm-hmm. And so they did, and they have in fact launched that. And initially they said each library system would get one person trained by the Harwood Institute. So they sent out the request to all 94 public library systems, and only half of them said they wanted to participate. So they came back to us and offered us 5 more seats to go to the training.
Wow.
And so I've said, yes, we would like some more seats. Mm-hmm. And so I have invited the group sitting here.
Right.
And it's up to them. They don't have to. And mm-hmm. so I'm not going to put them on the spot, but other than to say I suggested that this would be my group of 5 mm-hmm. that I would go into the training with. Mm-hmm. It's perfect timing for us. There's a course in November, which would then get us trained up. The training is really focused on how you do those community consultations about your library. So what are the techniques and the methods that you use to convene the community, to identify your stakeholders, and hold meaningful conversations with them about what they want from the library? What do they like about what we're doing now? What are we not doing they would like us to do? But particularly, who are we not reaching, and why are we not reaching them? You know, who else is out there that's not being served by our library that could be served by our library? So that's the training is designed to teach us how to have those conversations and then gather that data and interpret it. So okay. I think
that seems very useful.
Where we are in developing a new strategic plan, it's kind mm-hmm. of perfect timing.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's a wonderful opportunity for everybody to participate in that. You know, in each community.
And there, I mean, the course is, I mean, if we were doing it on our own, it's $995
right.
a person. And so they're going to cover basically $6,000 worth for
great.
Us.
Yeah.
So that would be
take advantage of
a
that,
great opportunity.
Sure.
And then the idea is once we've had that training, then we can get busy
right.
doing the work that we talked about.
Yeah.
I have also talked to Sean about the county strategic plan mm-hmm. because the other thing about a strategic plan is you want to make sure it mm-hmm. fits with your funding organization, right? How do we tuck ourselves up under the Smith County overall strategic plan? Mm-hmm. Well, Sean said, well, we've just started and we have to do our community consultations. And I said, yes, we do too. So perhaps we'll find some opportunities to do those together.
Right.
So, so I think that's also really great timing for us to be going through our mm-hmm. process at the same time that the county is.
Yeah, I think that's great to be involved in that partnership with them too at the same time.
Right, and he said absolutely they would want the library to be part of mm-hmm. their process as well, so that as they're thinking about the county strategic plan, that the library is part of that. So,
yeah. Y'all have any other comments on this, the spreadsheet or the plan? I like it.
Okay.
I say go forward.
I move forward with that.
Move forward with it. You've got our stamp of approval to do that, and you know, thanks for pulling all that together. I thought it was a very well spent time there with Nan and Reagan.
Yes. So, do you want to have a strategic plan committee, or do you want us to continue to come back to the overall board to report?
I think a committee would be good, and maybe a quarterly report. I don't know. How do you all feel?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need every committee involved in it. I don't think of that. And, you know, what we're involved in, too, and know what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So,
but, yeah, every once in a while, you know, like every quarter, let us know how it's going and if there's been anything that, you know, we can help with or... I notice we have our own here, Board of Trustees self-assessment.
Yes.
That'll be up to us to make sure we're doing that and put a plan in place to accomplish that. And maybe we can address that some a little bit more in the next meeting.
Yes, and you all will also, one of the things on here is that you guys do an evaluation for me once a year. And so since I started in December, I think Margaret and I had talked about December would be a good time mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. And there is, I mean, luckily the self-assessment for you all in that handbook that you have, there is a checklist of stuff that you can use. So yeah, we can figure out how to do that. But yeah, I think that one will be one of those ones we can get knocked off pretty quick.
Okay. Well, this is great. Wonderful. So just move forward with that and put together a committee then and just let us know how it's going about once a quarter. And then we're going to move on to new business. And what falls under new business?
Only new business I wanted to raise is to just say that I want a meeting of the personnel committee mm-hmm. in October.
Okay.
The revised personnel policy is back with the consultants.
Okay.
We talked through some stuff that came up as we were drafting. And so the person who's working on it is on vacation until next week. So by next week, I should have another draft from her that will be ready to go to the personnel committee. So in October, I would like to, in the first 2 weeks in October, I'd like to have the personnel committee. So that's you and Kristen and Donna.
We'll figure out our schedules and get that worked out.
Yeah. So that's my new business is coming soon.
Okay.
And my goal is then to have y'all look at it in October, do any work we have to do, mm-hmm. bring it to the board in November so that it can take effect on January 1st.
Right. That's a great plan. Okay, so we've got our assignment. And the next thing is a closed session. And we will need to read our...
So I don't have... Here, let me... I forgot to bring the printed copy, so I did go online and get the language.
You've got the language. Okay, good. I was going to say it's not really full there.
I have the... So, let's see. Here we go. So we'll have to have a motion that... Okay, it says... I can't make the motion, so
I have
a motion.
It's the Code of Virginia, that Section 2.2-3711, that we need to go into, make a motion that we go into closed session as it pertains to the session Code of Virginia, Section 2.2-3711, to discuss A.7, legal matters regarding a lawsuit by a former employee, and
I mean, there's...
Which one?
Seven is right there.
And briefings by staff members or consultants pertaining to that litigation.
Yes.
So I made that motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, guys. Stick around when we come out and come back in.
All right. I've got to call Nate. Turn on my speaker. In the break.
Shopping happened in the break.
It did. But we got our Kiwanis plan.
Yeah, we did.
They had their own planning session. All right. Welcome back. We're going to read the certification of closed session. Whereas the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees had convened in a closed session, on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-312 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees that such a meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be it resolved that the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in the closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed session were heard, discussed, and considered by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. And that is a motion, and we need to second, I guess.
Second.
Second, and all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, with that, we will move on to our final item. Well, our next to final item, a plan for the October meeting in Saltville. And those are, obviously, we normally meet the third Thursday of the month, which would fall on October 21st. And that would be at 5:30 in Saltville. Does anybody have any conflicts with that date or that time? To get Saltville 5:30 in the Wellness Center, right?
Mm-hmm. In the Wellness Center. Same building, same room before. Okay. Well, yeah. I think we did that one before.
February. Inside. Was it February?
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah. But we'll
be there.
Okay. You just go in the main door and...
Yes, unlike last time where we were trying to do it with computers.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite adventurous.
Yeah, no.
We won't have that this time.
We don't have the option to do that anymore.
Just
that
live and in person.
No longer available to us. So that would be the 21st at 5:30. We will have our meeting in Saltville. And with that, we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
And Millie seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last meeting, that was really good, and I appreciate what you've done and what you've assigned to do. It's going to be a big project, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you all. And it's all an awesome spreadsheet.
Yeah,
so. Brayden's spreadsheet game was impressive, right?
Yeah.
I